Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the second edition of Blue Shirt Banter Radio. I am your host, Jim, and we are going to talk about the Rangers tonight, about the draft, and all the big news that's happened in the last couple of days, and some of the big news that I guess hasn't happened yet. And we're going to be joined by Joe, one of my co-writers, Joe Fortunato. And let me see if I can get him on the air. Joe, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Joe, hang on a second. We're just getting started here. And hopefully we're going to have maybe looking for Rob and Ryan to also join us tonight. And we're going to take a lot of your phone calls. I know we've got a lot of angry, confused, agitated, miffed, irritated. Use any adjective you want. We know there's a lot going on, so we want to talk to you guys. But before we get started, I want to talk just a little bit about the draft. I know that the events of the last 2 days have almost made the draft an overthought, an afterthought. But I do want to talk about it a little bit. The Rangers came away with what I felt were a couple of really good solid picks in the first three rounds, especially getting Chris Kreider from New England in the first round. He's a big kid, center, really fast. The Rangers love his speed. My only concern with Kreider is that he might be a 3 or 4 year player. The Rangers seem to think he's a 2 year guy. And I mean, until he gets to the big club, the Rangers seem to think in 2 years he's with the big team. I think it could be 3 or 4 years. Their second round pick, Ethan Werrick, he was a guy I was really impressed when they were able to get him in the second round. A lot of the projections had him going in the first round, so I think that was a good solid pick for them. And then in the third round, they went for the lineage, the Ryan Bork, son of Ray Bork. He's a forward, and the consensus on Ryan Bork was that if he was 2 inches taller, he's a first round pick. But those were the first three picks of the draft. They grabbed a goalie in the fourth or fifth round, I believe it was, and then they also took. I'm sorry.
They got a goalie in the fifth round too. They traded.
They traded their third round pick for next year, I think, for Chad Johnson from the Pittsburgh Penguins organization. So, and they also grabbed a defenseman who was the number one pick in the KHL draft. So they definitely filled the needs up at the top of the draft, getting some forwards and some youth. And then I think they went for depth the rest of the way. And as everybody knows, I was at the draft this weekend. SB Nation was able to procure press credentials for, there were eight of us that went, and we were able to cover the draft. It was the first time that any of us had ever done anything like this. It was a really exciting experience, and it was a sign that the alternative sports media community, whatever you want to call it, the blogs, the whatever your name is for it, it's just another sign that we're starting to be taken a little more seriously by the sport, the sports and the different leagues. So it was a big step for the NHL to grant us the press credentials, and I think it went really well. All the writers that went did a great job, and we provided a lot of coverage, and I think everybody enjoyed it. We all had a great time. It's a great bunch of guys that write for SB Nation, and it was great to meet all of them and exchange some ideas and have a few laughs and a few beers along the way, and I look forward to working with them again in the future. Joe, what are your thoughts on the draft?
Well, I'm going to agree with you that I think that their first round draft pick, you know, like I said, his only flaw is the fact that he's so young that you can't see any glaring holes in his game. You know, obviously time will tell. He's playing in BC next year or the year after. So obviously if he puts up good numbers in BC, then he's a solid pick. Like you said, Warwick, or however you pronounce his name, was projected to be a first-round draft pick by many, so obviously that's awesome if you can grab him in the second round. And again, they may have gotten a potential first-rounder in Bork because his size was the reason why he wasn't up there. But as we are finding out more and more in this new NHL, size is not so much a factor as is skill. And I don't know, I guess, you know, I think it was the Canadiens' head of scouting had a great quote, and he said, you know, I think this draft class went well, but I'll let you know in 5 years. So I'll say the same thing. I think this went well, but I'll let you know in a couple years.
Well, yeah, all you can really do with an NHL draft is when it's done is look at it on paper and say, well, it looks like they got good value, but, you know, we won't know for, you know, at least 3 years where the Rangers really are with this draft. I'm happy with who they drafted. I'm excited about those guys. I look forward to seeing them play in the future and following them as they go along.
I have a rumor for you.
Uh-oh,
well,
a rumor.
Not even a rumor. The Rangers offered Chris Neal 4-year, $2.3 million a year. So that will come out to close to $8 million or $9 million.
Yeah, I kind of saw that rumor. His name has been dropped a few times throughout the day, and I can't say that it's really excited anybody. We've got two calls already on hold. Actually, we've got Rob on hold. Rob Luker, he's another one of our co-writers. He's part of the banter team. I'm gonna bring him on, and we'll get some thoughts from him. Hang on 1 second. Rob, are you there? Rob? Hold on, let's try this one more time. There we go. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, Jim, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Joe, can you hear Rob?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh,
there
great.
We go.
I love it. I love it when a plan comes together. And
I can
let me just say before we get started, we've got a call on hold, 631 area code. I know you're there. Just bear with us a few minutes and we'll get to you. We just want to get some thoughts out in the open first, and we're going to get to as many calls as we can. Like I said, I know you guys. I've been following along in the threads. I'm on www.blueshirtbanter.com all day. I've been with you guys all day. I know you're upset. You've got a lot you want to talk about, and we're going to get to you. We just want to kind of get some thoughts out in the open and plan about, you know, where we're going tonight. So, Rob, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just happy to check in.
Joe was just talking about the rumor that's coming about Chris Neal, the Rangers possibly offering him a 4-year deal, and the word that I saw was that he doesn't know if he wants to leave Canada yet. I can't say that this is a guy that anybody's going to get real excited about, but you know, so far, as you know, right now, all the Rangers so far what the Rangers have achieved is they've lost Colton Orr. And they've gained Donald Brashear.
Yeah, that's and, that, I don't agree with that whatsoever.
Yeah, I think a lot of Ranger fans would agree with you. Brashear, I think everybody knows his long history, and I think I can't imagine that anybody's forgotten his very recent history. He's last seen throwing a flying elbow at Blair Betts and knocking him out, and in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion, possibly costing the Rangers Game 7 of that series because Betts wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
But, okay, well, you know, I just find it ironic that I know Tom Rennie's out, and I know Tortorella's obviously back in, but I find it ironic that Tortorella and both Rennie don't really like having a quote-unquote, well, Rennie, I guess you could say, used him, but Tortorella doesn't want a quote-unquote enforcer, and then Sather goes and does this. And I'm just scratching my head.
Well,
and
the other thing that that doesn't make sense to me is that, you know, once John Tortorella took over, he made it pretty clear from the start that he wasn't a four-line guy. He was a three-line guy. And that from the minute he took over, Blair Betts and Freddie Sjostrom and Colton Orr became afterthoughts in that offense. On a night where the Rangers didn't take a lot of penalties, Blair Betts was lucky to get 6 minutes of ice time.
Yep.
And now Colton Orr, you know, who we barely saw, he goes and signs a 4-year deal with the Leafs today, and then he's the first guy that gets replaced on this team, and it's definitely a head scratcher. I understand Tortorella wants to have a tough team, but I'm kind of on the fence because you know I'm not a Brashear fan. I understand you got to have a guy that can go out and administer a little discipline when it's necessary. This is just a head scratcher. After, you know, somebody put it up on the open thread this afternoon, and I think the quote was "way to spit in Blair Betts' face," and that's you know I kind of see where they're coming from because that's kind of the way it feels.
Yeah, and I would feel different about Chris Neal if the Rangers hadn't signed Brashear, because Chris Neal's a tough guy and. I think his career high is, 30 points in a season? So it's not like we're bringing in a second or first line guy. If you're going to bring in Neal, it's just another third line guy that's going to be a grinder that's maybe going to chip in 30 points at best.
Right.
You're going to have Neal and Brashear? I mean, what's the point to that, if you ask me?
And plus, the Rangers, I didn't even mention, they made that trade on draft day, and they picked up Brian Boyle?
Yeah, Brian Boyle.
From the Kings, I believe. And he's a fourth line center. He's a big guy who likes to fight. He's 6'7", I think. So I don't know if they're looking to be the Broadway bullies, but it's a little strange.
I'm all for competition, but we need competition in scoring, not in fighting.
Exactly.
The new NHL. If this was 10 years ago, it'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Joe, what do you want to say, man? We've got callers now. We're backed up.
Well, I gotta be honest with you. I am a very, very big fan of signing Donald Brashear. I think that last year we got pushed around every single game, and Henrik Lundqvist would get bumped every game. Players would take liberties on our guys every game. You know what? When you have Donald Brashear sitting on the bench, he's exactly what John Tortorella wants. Do you think Brashear expects to play more than 5 minutes a game? No, of course not. He expects to play 5 minutes a game, go out. You know, Steve Zippy said it. He can hit with the best of them. He is the best fighter in the NHL.
Good point.
I don't like the fact that he's a dirty player. I don't. I don't like the fact that he throws hits like he did against Blair Betts. I don't like that. But we need a guy like him. And if we have Donald Brashear and Chris Neal, no one, and I mean no one, takes a liberty on any of our better players. Okay? Brashear signed for 2 years. He's okay. You're not expecting him to put up points. But if the Rangers do sign Gaborik, a very injury-prone Gaborik, what do you think is going to happen? Players are going to take runs at him. I mean, the Flyers got Chris Pronger. They're very tough. The Devils have, you know, Colin White. They're tough. The Penguins, you know, whoever they have, we need players that can hang with them. So what's better than a bone-crunching defenseman? A guy who will knock someone's teeth out for coming into the zone with his head down. And that is Donald Brashear.
How about this for an opening night lineup? Avery at center with Neal and Brashear on the wings.
Yeah, that's great. We better get a fluke-bouncing goal from the red line.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe, I think the concern is that the Rangers have probably lost. I mean, it certainly looks like they've lost Antropov. Gomez is gone. That's 45 goals right there. That's gone from a team that scored the least. Were they last in the NHL in goals scored or next to last?
But Antropov didn't score all those goals with the Rangers. He scored 7.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Naslund's
gone. Okay, Naslund's gone. All 23 of his wonderful goals. Well, you know, there's so far they haven't signed anybody that's going to replace that offense, with the exception of Chris Higgins. And we don't know exactly what we're going to get from Chris Higgins yet, who we got in the Gomez deal yesterday.
I'm excited about him, though.
I am, too. You know, he scored 27 goals 2 years ago. He was banged up this year. I think he had about 12, 13, somewhere in there in the teams in goals. Hopefully he can get back. The Rangers think he's a 25 goal plus guy. And
hey, the September is a 25 goal plus guy.
Well, that's absolutely true. guys, I'm gonna get a couple of these phone calls on.
Yeah, open it up.
And let's see what everybody's got to say. We're gonna start with who's been holding the longest. And there we go, 631 area code. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? It's the Mouth Live. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. It's the Mouth. Ranger, yeah. For you guys that don't know, it's the Mouth. He's from RangerCrisis.com, and he got me in a boatload of trouble yesterday. But we'll get into that in a minute. What's going on, Mouth? What's on your mind?
I gotta say, you got a great program. I'm listening in. You guys are informative. You're hitting all the bases, hitting all the right things. I love it. And I am a diehard supporter of Blue Shirt Panther, and this radio show is great.
Attaboy.
Okay, all right. Well, enough of the. You know what? Let's get down to business. First of all, the Scott Gomez salary dump. That's the first thing. That is excellent news. You guys gotta agree with that.
Yeah, that changed everything for me.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Sather all of a sudden became this trade-savvy GM who suddenly isn't the one that gets fooled into taking on big contracts, but somehow gets Bob Gamey to take it and throws in their number one defensive prospect along with it.
So that's a fantastic thing, which I totally love. If we just can keep Sather away from the free agent market, then we're okay. He's good with the trades, but once the UFA signings come along, it's a total disaster. That's my opinion. Also, I thought that the Colton Orr, I feel bad. This guy busted his hump for the Rangers. Let's face it, this guy, he came a long way from the Bruins. He was really a bad skater when he was with the Bruins. He improved his skating. He improved his ability under Rennie. I agree with you that his ice time was diminished under Tortorella. I think perhaps that the shortness of the Betts and the Schustrom, that line situation, Tortorella, may have been because the Rangers were pressing to really get into a playoff spot. But Tortorella historically does not play four lines, so I was sad to see Colton go. Brashear is a little long in the tooth. He's 10 years older than Orr. He's been banged up as well last year. I'm a little worried about that. Brashear, listen, if there's one guy that you could put on the ice that is intimidation, when he's on the ice, everybody in the building knows that. Would you agree with that, fellas?
I would.
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt. He is a presence on the ice. Long in the tooth, without a doubt. He's my age, and I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
That's the same with me. I go by the same credo, Jim.
All right, Mouth. We're going to take some other calls. Thanks for checking in. And
thanks
Our pleasure. I'm gonna try and tell the story a little bit later about how much trouble you got me into yesterday.
Okay. Well, hey, listen. Hope they enjoy that one too. Take care, guys.
All right. Take it easy.
Have a good one.
But I guess if we're not getting in trouble, we're not doing it right.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna take
Jim,
another.
Quick question before you take another caller.
Sure.
So you know Carter Ashton dropped to what, 27 or something in the first round, and obviously he was my boy.
Yeah, well, he was the official Blue Shirt Banter selection.
Yeah. Well, and heavily endorsed by myself. But I was going to ask, do you know why? I mean, I didn't catch the probably past the Rangers pick because, you know, I was out and about. But why did he drop that low? I thought he was supposed to go top 15, no problem.
Well, I think that's what a lot of us were thinking. The top six or so, six to seven, eight picks all went pretty much the way people thought they would. Then
yep.
Toronto took Nazem Kadri at I think the nine spot. And I don't have the draft list in front of me. I should have had that and I apologize. But and that kind of started to skew things. Then the Islanders trading up to grab that defenseman.
Oh yeah.
That kind of skewed things a little bit. So yeah, I was really surprised that Ashton made it that low in the draft. Actually, after the draft was over on the second day, we wound up going to a bunch of the writers and I went to a bar about two blocks away for the NHL tweet up with the Twitterati, and Carter Ashton was sitting in the bar with some friends having, you know, enjoying the 18-year-old drinking age.
Yeah.
Up there. So yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise, but what are you going to do? I guess the Kreider, according to what I was told, he was the guy the Rangers were after, and Gordy Clark said that after when he spoke to the press, he said that if they had to, they were going to try and trade up to get him. Now, you know, but that's kind of the standard. That's kind of the standard line you hear after the pick. You know what I mean? What really transpires beforehand, you don't know.
Yep.
So, all right, let's get back to the phone lines. They're blowing up here. Here we go. 516 area code. You're on the air. Blue Shirt Banner Radio. What's your name?
Hey, Jim. It's Dave from Blue Sheet Blogs.
Hey, Dave. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. What's going on? I was figuring you were going to call in because I know you were kind of upset with the signing today.
Well, I'm more worried about the Neal signing because if you think about it, they now have the most expensive fourth line in history.
I agree.
$5 million for the fourth line? Really?
They
pay $1 million per minute per game.
What will that average out to per goal? Because that because those
$5 million.
$5 million
per goal. Yeah, I was going to say
exactly. Yeah, definitely. Well. You know, Chris Neal, is it, there's nothing confirmed yet on that, right?
It's a rumor that TSN says they offered it, but.
Right, and he's still undecided as to whether or not he wants to stay in Canada.
I'm hitting the refresh button like my job on TSN.
Attaboy.
So I will let you know if anything happens.
And of course, the Rangers offered the most money to him.
At $2.25 million, I thought I saw something about that earlier, that the other offer he'd received was maybe 1.5 or something like that. So
that was from Ottawa. That's what he turned down.
He turned down 1.7 mil from Ottawa.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay. 1.7.
Yeah, we need to let Schoenfeld handle the UFA stage and just let Sather handle trading. Kind of do a co-GM thing. Sather's nuts when it comes to this.
Yeah, that's what Malfour's just saying. He's great with the trades and not so good with the UFAs. I think we're getting to the point where the Rangers are like, there's one of two things. They're either waiting on Heatley, but the problem is that they're going to get to the point where they're like that kid in the store in Toys R Us who's got $10 on him. And the store's closing in 10 minutes, and the kid will buy anything just to spend that $10.
Huh.
You know, I mean, Gaborik is sitting out there. I saw Ryan McFadden put a thing out there that Gaborik's agent's looking for $75 million for 10 years.
Yeah, keep dreaming.
And
but
you know what, Dave, you say keep dreaming, but, man, that scares the hell out of me because I can't help but think that if the Rangers might be sitting there going, let's see, 10 years, $75 million, huh?
Jim, that's true, because they could just backload that contract, and then all of a sudden he's a Ranger.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting evening. We have 4 hours and 5 minutes until Danny Heatley has to get that $4 million wire transfer. So I don't know if the longer this draws out, if it's better for the Rangers. If Heatley is really the guy they want, is it better for the Rangers or isn't it better for the Rangers? I heard rumors today that Heatley was willing to just stay in Ottawa. I don't see how that marriage could ever work out, but I don't know. There's so much stuff going on out there, so much information. Who knows? But I think that's my main concern right now, is that the Rangers are going to get to a point where there just aren't going to be a whole lot. There's not going to be a whole lot left, and what is left, they're just going to hand somebody a blank check and say okay.
They're going to push the panic button.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
echo Coy for 10 years.
Oh God, that would be a nightmare.
I mean, I gotta tell you something. I think that currently, Glenn Sather is banking on Danny Heatley becoming a New York Ranger. And like you just said, do you think the longer that this draws out, the more of a chance Heatley's gonna be a Ranger? And I think the answer is yes.
Heatley, I agree,
barred the trade to the Oilers for a reason. He doesn't want to play on the Oilers. There's only one team who was on his list of 10 that he wanted to get traded to, who put up a significant offer to him, and that's the Rangers.
But Joe, doesn't Danny Heatley realize that if you want to play for the Rangers, you have to play for the Oilers first?
Well, he probably would realize that, but I don't think he wants to spend the 5 years. And I gotta be honest with you. I think that at the end of the day, by 12 o'clock, I really do have a gut feeling that the Rangers are going to get Heatley, only because Gabrick has not signed that 10-year, $75 million contract yet. We need a sniper. And I got to be honest with you, Sundin is on the market. I think Sundin can go shove it. I hate him after what he did last year, and not because he didn't sign with the Rangers, but because he said that he didn't believe in rentals, and I'm not going to get traded. And then he waited half the year to do his stuff, so whatever. I really do think that the Rangers are going to go for Heatley pretty hardcore, and if they don't get him, if Sather sticks to his guns and doesn't trade Callahan, Dubinsky, or Stahl, or Grotchev, or Delgado, then hats off to him, because we don't need Heatley for that price.
Or Lundqvist.
Oh, yeah, or Lundqvist.
Actually,
all right, Dave.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
No, actually, I was just going to say, I got a little list. Because you remember, I don't know if everybody remembers, I wrote a little piece on how maybe not the complete snipers is the answer here. Even though I would be ecstatic about Heatley becoming a Ranger, because to be honest, I thought it was going to get done last night the way it was sounding, But I thought of a little list. I got four forwards and one defenseman here who I think you can get the most bang for the buck kind of free agent deal, if you don't mind me reading it off.
Hold on, give me 1 second. I'm gonna write these down as you go, and we can debate them as we go along here.
That's
Let me just actually before we do that, Dave. Anything? Did you have anything else?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to let you know
out there.
Yeah, okay. That's he's number one on the list.
Gabrick. There we go.
All right, Dave. We're gonna let you go. We're gonna go over Rob's list real quick, and then we're gonna take some other calls. I appreciate you calling in, and we're really glad you signed up with us, and we love having you on the banter.
I'm great. Having fun being there.
All right. Talk to you soon, Dave.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, Dave is gone. We still have two calls holding. We're going to ask you to hang in there for another couple of minutes. Okay, Rob, give me your list. You said
I won't be long. Yeah, so here we go. Number one would be Alex Tanguay from Montreal, left winger. Last year was the first year – well, actually, he had 48 points back in a couple of years ago, but last year was the other year that he only did below 50 points with 43. He didn't play the whole year. I think he had 60 games or something like that, and he never felt comfortable in Montreal. He was kind of similar to he kind of reminds me, he's not the exact same player as Zhirdev, but he kind of had a Zhirdev year up in Montreal, and I really think a switch, because he was awesome out in Colorado for all those years.
Absolutely.
So I think and because he had a down year, you could get him for a little cheaper than maybe what he's really worth, and he would be a second-line winger, definitely. I think And then next on my list would be Alex Kotalik from Buffalo. And I can already hear, I think some people disagree already. But he's a big player. He's 6'2", 200 automatically. And he's got a pair of hands on him like you wouldn't believe. He can shoot the puck. And he's another guy who had a down year. You could pick him up pretty cheap. Number three would be Chad LaRose out of Carolina. Very young, unproven, I understand. He's got, he only had, I think, 33 points or something last year. But I'm watching him through playoffs. He was a part of the first two lines running double shifts. So every time, setting it up, just hitting people. I would love to see him become a Ranger. He would be a second assist line player. You could get him signed with somebody else, not necessarily on his own, obviously. Because I think he made under $1 million last year or something like that. And then next would be a defenseman, Francois Beauchemin from Anaheim. He was with Anaheim last year. I think he got traded somewhere. I'm not sure. I think he maybe was with Columbus before. Solid defenseman. I remember watching him playing with the Ducks when they beat the Sharks. He was going every other shift. He was playing fantastic defense, and he can chip. I think his career high is 30 points, and I think he had a couple other seasons in the 20s. So he can get you 10 assists automatically, 15 assists. And finally, Keith Tkachuk. He reminds me of Brendan. He could be our Brendan Shanahan of next season. So there's my list. It was a quick little list that I thought. You know what? These guys, you can pick them up. You could get a couple of them, and possibly Danny Heatley if say they play these cards right. So, what do you boys think of that?
I think Tkachuk signed, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's on St. Louis.
Well, that just ruins the whole list.
I will say though that I completely
agree, like Rachel Phelps said in Major League, then cross him off the list.
Yeah,
I definitely think that the Rangers should make a run for Finneganoff because
they
can definitely sign him for like $1.4 or $1.5 million a year. I would definitely give him a 3-year, $5 million contract because this is a guy who scored 73 points 2 years ago. All right.
Yep.
He's coming.
I had him on my
last
list.
Season. He's been injured. He did not work out well with Lindy Ruff. I mean, obviously that's to say he's going to work out well for John Tortorella. But for someone that cheap, I really don't think you should be. You know, I mean, I think he's honestly worth it. He might be worth a 2 or 3 year deal, $1.5 million a year. Why not? I mean, worst comes to worst, he's trade bait, or you throw him in the minors.
Yep.
And Joe, you were touting Tanguay pretty high early in the off season too.
Well, you know, the more I thought, I do like Tanguay. I like his experience in the postseason. But when I had written my free agent piece about him, I said he's basically a cheaper Scott Gomez, and I may very well eat my words if they do sign him. He would be a, you know what I mean? He's a perfect replacement for Scott Gomez. He puts up just about the same amount of goals, probably more goals, not as many assists, but we need the first-line center, and he may not be that, but he would be a lot cheaper than $7 million a year. So
I think Tanguay plays on the wing. I'm pretty sure.
Is he a wing center or no?
I think he's a winger first, which is why I have him number one, because we need – I would like to see Tanguay on either first or second-line wing anytime. I would love to see that. That's just me, though.
I just want to say something. I just got back from work. I'm looking through the open thread right now, and I'm seeing
a lot of people upset. He's a left wing.
Sather isn't signing a lot of guys. Ranger fans have a tendency to moan, to be and moan about everything. What would you rather have happen? Sather sign no one who's a big name this offseason, or Sather give Gabrick that $75 million 10-year deal? I mean, I think that, honestly, if Sather walks out of here with a couple of blue-chip guys like Tanguay for a couple of years or someone like that, I would be thrilled.
But the other thing that I was trying to stress today was that, you know, the Rangers weren't going to give Hossa a 12-year contract.
No, and they shouldn't give Hossa anything.
Those creepy Sedin twins, they weren't leaving Vancouver. They made that pretty clear. They didn't want to leave Vancouver. They sat in the room together, you know, and came up with the deal they liked. They got what they wanted. The owner or the GM flew all the way to Sweden to see them. They got the deal they wanted. So, I mean, you know, Gabrick's still out there. Heatley's still out there. Those are the guys that the most fans seem to want them to target. Nobody wanted Komisarek, except for me. I thought Komisarek would be a great fit for the Rangers.
I would have
loved
to have him.
But, you know, so I'm not ready to push a panic button here. I really think that they're waiting until the last possible minute to see if they can make a Heatley deal, and if they can't, then they go to Plan B.
You know who else is available? Tablet is still unsigned, and he's not going back to Chicago.
I'm not crazy about him. Too injury prone.
Yeah, but so's Gabrick.
I'm not crazy about Gabrick.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I like them both. We need someone who can score. And Higgins, very well. Higgins can be a 30-goal scorer. I mean, he's young. He's only 26. He got kind of shoved down to the third line for a while for the past couple of years in Montreal. I mean, imagine what he can do on the first or second line. And if Sava continues to sign the Chris Neils and Donald Brashears of the world, the only place for him may be the first line.
Mm-hmm. My last word here is going to be on Havlat. The only reason, just to explain myself, the only reason I really don't like Havlat is he played on a Blackhawks team that was obviously very offensive-minded and very good at putting the puck in the net. And I think he kind of benefited from that, being his age and his injury proneness, I guess you would say. But I don't think he could come to the Rangers and really provide as much scoring, just because I don't think he could carry a team as much as some would like to think, maybe. But that's just me. That's just my view.
It's sound reasoning.
But I think, just so you guys know, I'm gonna leave. So far so good. The radio sounds good. Thank you. Thanks everybody for listening in, and thanks for visiting every day. And have a good one, guys.
All right, Rob. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you later.
Yep. See ya.
All right, that was Rob. He's part of the banter team. Joe, what do you say we take another couple phone calls here?
Let's do the phone calls.
All right, we're going to go to 718 area code. Hey, you're on Blue Shirt Banter Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Anthony J.
Anthony J., You've been extremely vocal all day in the open thread.
Oh, you have no idea, man. I have absolutely no problem with us signing Brashear. I really don't. I don't like him. I didn't like the hit on Betts. I'm sure none of us did. He's been a dirty player, I feel like, throughout his career. I do have to disagree with one of you guys said that he's the best fighter in the league. I have to disagree with that. I'd say he's two, and the only person in front of him is probably George LaRocque. I think George LaRocque.
I'd love to see them go back to back, honestly.
Oh, I would too. I would too. But I would say from proven fights, I would have to say George LaRocque.
You have to say that Brashear is clearly the most intimidating player in the NHL. I mean, I don't think anybody looks at LaRocque the way they look at Brashear.
Yeah, I would have to say, I'd have to agree with you and say that Brashear, when he's on the ice, period, is the most intimidating player. And LaRocque is the most intimidating if you're going to get in a fight with him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me put it this way. If I was on the ice and I was up against the boards and somebody was coming at me, I'd rather it be George LaRocque than Donald Brashear.
Right. LaRocque is fist and Brashear is just everything else.
I mean, LaRocque is a big, mean dude, but I'll take my chances over Brashear. I mean, God only knows what Brashear's got hidden in his hockey pants.
Right, he's a Ranger now. You can't talk about him that way.
I think everybody's going to change their tune once he's knocking around guys, keeping them away from the net.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that a lot of people are getting on him because of the hit on Betts.
Oh, absolutely.
But how many times have you seen someone bump Lundqvist and see them walk away untouched?
Exactly. Nobody was checked all season last year.
Exactly.
Nobody in front of the net. We were getting pushed around. Even the so-called tougher guys on our team who don't take anything from anybody, like Stahl, around the net would kind of just skate away. And, you know, that's why I have no problem with the signings. I have no problem with the signing, I should say, of Donald Brashear. And if we get Chris Neil on top of that, I have no problem with that. The only way I'll have a problem with if we sign both of these guys is, judging from last season, the Rangers need offense. We need offense. We needed toughness. And we have that with Brashear, and I'll take it with Neil too. But if we just sign them to and do nothing else, then it's going to be a big problem.
Absolutely, and that was why I was so high on the Rangers getting Komisarek, because I just think that nobody on the opposing team, there's nobody that scares. They have no reason to be afraid to go after Lundqvist. They have no reason to be afraid to get in his face, to agitate him, to take a swat at him. A guy like Komisarek can stand in front of Lundqvist and clear that crease and as I always like to say, administer the discipline.
Exactly.
Hopefully Brashear can somewhat provide some protection when he's on the ice, because that is something the Rangers are lacking. And you know, for better, you know, the bottom line is, for better or worse, love him, hate him, whatever, he's a Ranger.
And he's going to do his job.
And we're going to have to get used to him.
Right, and he's going to do his job. And it's a two-way street, because you know what? We don't like him that he's dirty because he laid that hit on Betts. But next year, if he lays a hit like that on someone else we don't like, we're not going to – who's going to argue with it? None of us will be saying anything about it.
And, I mean, like my dad, me and my dad both say it. Whenever I'm at a Ranger game, I'm watching, and someone on the other team throws a cheap hit, I'd say, just take a number, Colton, and walk away. And from this point forward, if someone even remote – you know, Brashear doesn't even have to be on the ice. If you bump into Lundqvist, the next time you come out onto the ice – Brashear is going to come out and knock your teeth out, and that
right.
is exactly what we need.
It is exactly what we need, and the fact of the matter is, if we get Chris Neal, we get somebody who is a little more well versed in the skating area of the game. So
yeah, and
Brashear is more of a. Go ahead.
Imagine Avery making pissing everyone off on the other team, and when they step up to do something about it, they walk into Neal and Brashear. Which I think is awesome, because instead of Avery getting into the fight and getting sent off for 5 minutes, it's Brashear, and Avery can stay on the ice because he's a much better scorer.
Right, and he could still do the agitation part of his game, and he doesn't have to pay for it like he did last year. And
yeah,
I have I still think we need goal scorers, and I like Alex Tanguay, but the only thing that scares me about Tanguay is he is the exact type of person that we will overpay for. He fits the mold perfectly. He's on the older side. He has okay seasons. He's good here and there. He's up and down. I like him, but if we were to sign Alex Tanguay, I think we'd need to sign another guy. If we're not going to get Heatley, who can score 40 goals, we need to sign two 23-goal guys. You know what I'm saying? To make up for the – I mean, because we're not going to win every game 2-1. We're just not.
Right. No, absolutely. So, yeah, it's that it is what it is, and we're just going to – we're all going to be sitting here staring at the clock at 12 o'clock until 11:59:59, hoping that that wire transfer doesn't go through from Ottawa and that somehow this deal gets made, or the Rangers can convince Gaborik that $75 million
that's way too much
for 10 years for a guy that played 18 games this year is a little extreme.
And I agree with you on the whole if he waits around too long, the kid in the toy store kind of thing, because that scares me.
Yeah, I mean, you remember that when you were a kid and you had a little money in your pocket and the store was getting
ready to
close?
I still do it.
Or your mom wanted to leave and you were just dying to buy something. You didn't care what it was?
I'm 24 years old. I still do it.
All right, Anthony.
Last point, I have a major problem
sure.
with us not re-signing Betts and Schustrom. I have a major problem with that.
Well, I don't think Betts was for lack of trying.
Oh, no, he gave his all every – so did Schustrom. But
no,
that
no, no,
kills
no.
our power.
I mean, in the contract form. I think
yeah.
the Rangers did try to re-sign Betts, and Betts wants to go where he'll get more playing time. Schustrom, it's not even that I don't understand why they didn't re-sign him, but it's like, you know, John Tortorella loved him, so I truly don't get why he wasn't at least qualified.
And the lack of speed that we had last year just is glaring now with Gomez gone and Schustrom gone.
Keep in mind, guys, they're not gone yet. They haven't signed anywhere.
They're just
free agents.
But I've heard that pretty much Betts with the signing of Brashear and then possibly Neal is a done deal.
We're going to take a lot more penalties with Brashear, Boyle, and possibly Neal.
And we have two major penalty killers gone.
Schustrom and Betts were the biggest proprietors for killing penalties.
Could you imagine how we would have been last year if we had like a mid-range penalty kill? Our penalty kill kept us
in
games.
In the draft this year. We would have taken Tavares in the draft.
Oh, exactly. Our penalty kill kept us in games.
No, we would have taken Duchesne.
Yeah, probably.
Man.
You know, it's quite possible that the Rangers, you know, they may have just been playing the waiting game here. Let them go to free agency, see what the market dictates. I mean, how do you really set a market value on a guy like Blair Betts, whose primary function is to kill penalties and get 6-7 minutes of ice time? You know, that's kind of a hard thing to set a market value on, and maybe the Rangers just wanted to play the waiting game a little bit. I'm not convinced that either one of them are gone. You know,
right.
They haven't signed anywhere. We've seen a lot of players signed today who in my opinion are lesser value players to a team than Betts and Schustrom. So I'm not quite ready to just write them off yet. I think last week or even 2 days ago, when there was a lot less money in the piggy bank, I would have been more inclined to say, yeah, we're going to have to do this next year without Betts and Schustrom. But now there's a lot more money to play with, and you know, we're not talking about two high salary guys. So
right, $1.7 million at the most, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow the Rangers find a way to get them both signed.
That would be nice.
Other than I think Jess from the Prospect Park, when we had him on for a live chat last week, I think he mentioned he had heard rumors about Betts going to Edmonton, but nothing's come up from it. So, you know, I would just wait and see. I don't think that story's written yet.
Yeah.
But Anthony, we're going to let you go so we can take some other phone calls and get to some other things. I really appreciate you calling in, and you know, in case I didn't do it when you first came on the site, welcome to Blue Shirt Banter. We like having you.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy.
All right, keep your fingers crossed.
We will. All right, later.
Bye bye.
All right, you want to touch on anything else at the moment, or you want to take? We got two more phone calls on hold. I'll leave it up to you.
We can take two more phone calls. But my phone is about to die, so I'm swapping phones, so...
All right, so you're going to hang up and call in on another phone?
It's going to be a 631-492 number.
All right, this is the number you called in last week.
Yeah, I'll be there in, like, 5 seconds.
All right, so I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, catch you in a minute.
All right,
bye. All right, now I'm flying solo, and we are going to take another call. And we've got... There you go. 347, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey.
The mullet, Howard Beach.
It's Mike. How are you, buddy?
It's Mike, Howard Beach. Yes.
All right,
how are you doing out there?
Doing good. For those of you that maybe didn't listen in last week, this is Mike. This is a very old friend of mine. He called in, and we had an interesting debate regarding Brian Leetch, which at some point we are going to continue, but I don't think it's going to be tonight because we're already more than halfway through this show and we're still talking about Donald Brashear.
Right.
But anyway,
yeah, that's definitely, it could be a whole show topic right there.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
Anyway, yeah, I got to get to work and maybe oversimplify things. The Brashear deal, I think, is a good deal. It's not like our weakness is defense, but the one thing we do need on defense is toughness, and we needed an enforcer. So, I mean, he's a guy you love to hate unless he's on your team. So I'm very happy with that deal. The Scott Gomez salary dump, I think, is a fantastic deal to get Chris Higgins, a guy from Long Island. It's a guy who wants to play here. He's a scorer. And the fact that they got Ryan McDonough, a young prospect, I think is, you know, how'd that happen?
Yeah, we kind of got right into it. We didn't even get a chance to touch on the guys that the Rangers did get in the trade. We'll get to that before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But so
Higgins, he wants to play in New York. I know it. And also, Danny Heatley wants to play in New York. I mean, this guy is a top-tier player. He's a star. But he's not going to be a star. Unless he plays in a place like New York. And I firmly believe that. He can make the crowd excited. Brashear can make the crowd excited. You know, this is what the Rangers need. I really think, obviously, defense not our strong point, but I think I want to hear what you have to think about this. And again, I'm oversimplifying. I think we need less John Tortorella, need Mike more Mike D'Antoni. What do you think? Does that make sense?
Are you making a basketball reference on this show?
Yeah, I had to because he's the only like. You know, all offense, no defense reference I could think of.
Oh, a basketball but, reference. Good Lord.
All I right, mean, so why didn't we make it to the second round of the playoffs? It's on the score, for God's sakes.
Well, the problem on April 20th was the same problem on October 20th. There just wasn't enough scoring. And, you know, that obviously, that's the problem they have to correct. And so far they haven't done it, but the day's not over yet. Well, you know, at this point, all we can do is hope. We're waiting on Heatley. Now we're down to 3 hours and 39 minutes on the Heatley wire transfer countdown.
I think they should fly him down here within the next 3 hours and wine and dine him, bring him over to Flash Dancers, and I think they'll love the place.
Take him to Citi Field.
Absolutely, let's go Mets.
Take him to Giant Stadium. Show him the home of the champions, right?
That's correct.
Recent champions,
and,
anyway.
You're not going to be a superstar in Ottawa. Obviously,
wow.
He knew he wasn't going to be a superstar in Edmonton. That's why he's not there.
Right.
He decided to skip Edmonton on his way to New York, which is rare.
Right. Well, did you hear me say that at the beginning of the show?
Yeah. Very good. Very good reference. I like the. I wonder what Brashear has in his pants. Double entendre. That was a good one.
You can't get to Broadway without driving through Edmonton.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to let you go to work.
I appreciate
the phone call, and I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And, Joe, you're back with us, right?
I'm here.
All right, good. We've got two calls on hold again, and we're going to take a call, and we're going to go to 516 area code. You are on the air, Blue Shirt Banter Radio. What's going on? What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Call once. 516 area code, you're on the air. Nope. All right.
Rough.
Gone. Joe, you're still with me, right?
I'm here.
All right, now we're going to try 718 area code, you're on the air.
I heard the.
I hear the dog.
Hello?
718 area code. You're on Blue Shirt Banter Radio. Who's this?
Do you have them muted, Jim?
No.
No? Well, two people we didn't get.
718 area code, are you there? I hear the dog. All right. Going once, going twice. Well, if you get a chance, call us back once you get those dogs quieted down. All right, we got another phone call here. Let's try 917 area code. You're on Blue Shirt Banter. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Boris. Brendan.
Boris.
TSN is reporting Gabrick to the Rangers for 5 years at 5.75 per year.
Seriously?
Really? Yep.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's right. Gabrick agreed to a 5-year deal with the Rangers.
Whoa! Breaking news on Blue Shirt Banter Radio, thanks to Boris.
You
look
have
at this.
The single best news of the day.
Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, beautiful job.
This is my point. Glenn Chavis did something beautiful.
This just hit the wire 2 minutes ago. Let me read this to you guys. Former Minnesota Wild winger Marian Gabrick has agreed to a 5-year contract with the New York Rangers. The Slovakian forward will earn $5.75 million per year. Gabrick played his entire 7-year career with the Wild, scoring 219 goals, 437 points in 502 games. And you guys know about the injuries, so I'm not gonna read on anymore with that. Boris, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Awesome. Thanks.
That's an awesome, awesome deal.
That's
a very good deal. Much better
fighting
than the Heatley's deal.
Well, who's to say the Heatley deal is dead? Well, I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
Well, there's no cap. There's no room.
I don't know. I would
say that Keeley is dead only because TSN is reporting that it's been dead for the past couple of hours.
Okay.
We got Gabrick. I mean, Jim, I'm putting it on the site, by the way, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. I was just going to tell you to stretch and talk for a minute there while I put it on the site, but if you're doing it, go for it. Awesome.
I got to tell you, Sather has been good this year. The Gomez trade restored a lot of faith in him or for him in me. This is awesome. This deal is exactly what the Rangers needed. It's not too long. 5 years. Gabrick is 27 years old, and he got him for dirt cheap. $5.25 million for a guy who, when healthy, will definitely score 40 goals a year is awesome. Gabrick could have definitely hit $7 million on the open market, and somehow, some way, Glenn Sather wooed him into signing this deal.
This is a definitely better news than Donald Brashear, and definitely better news than Chris Neal.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let me just real quick. I just Twittered this out to people, and just a couple of the tweets that I'm seeing here. I love you, Glenn Sather. Never change ever.
Yeah.
And then
my phone is about to die. I'm going to disconnect.
All right,
Barb. Very nice.
Hey,
show.
We appreciate the news. Thanks.
No problem. Take care.
Isn't it funny how Ranger fans get like this? I was just saying it before. This was brilliant. And I told you before that I wanted to do a piece on how Glenn Sather has become a little bit smarter. This is perfect.
That's a beautiful thing. All right. We have the 516 caller back on the air, I think. Are you there, 516?
Yeah, it's me, Dave, again. I didn't realize I pressed 1 before, and then all of a sudden my phone hung up on me. My bad about that.
That's okay. Were those your dogs barking?
I don't have dogs. I'm in a no-dog building.
Oh, that was the other caller. We had two callers back-to-back, and one of them had very loud dogs barking, and I was yelling for them to pick up, and it didn't happen. But anyway, that's okay. And then I'm assuming at this point you've heard the news. Boris just called in to tell us.
Yeah,
and,
I was about to give you the resident capologist view on this one.
Okay, let me explain that real quick. We've got another half hour to go, so let me just give everybody a little background. Dave, in case you haven't seen his website, it's blueseatblogs.com. He does a great job over there, so make sure you check out his website. You can find the link on blueshirtbanter.com. And Dave knows a lot about the salary cap. He knows, admittedly, he knows a lot more about it than I do. And I just happened to be doing a search one day on trying to get some information on the salary cap. And I just happened to find Dave's website. And he broke it down so easily and simply for an idiot like me to understand. I sent him an email and I said, this is great. I said, you know, I want to use it on my site, and Dave was nice enough to let us use it, and Dave's been a member of our site ever since. So Dave is our resident capologist, so we're going to let Dave take over for a minute here. And, Dave, why don't you go ahead and explain the Gabrick deal and what it means?
Well, pretty much, if you're looking at the Camilleri deal, he got $6 million a year for, I believe it was 5 years, and they got Gabrick to sign for less than that. Gabrick is more skilled than Camilleri. Yeah, you have the injury problems, but if you just look at a pure skill level, and then you also look at what he was asking for, this is less than half of what he wanted.
Assuming those numbers that we heard earlier were true, then that's absolutely right. But
they are true. They are true
TSN.
On TSN. Oh,
okay.
They just updated it. It's 5 years, $7.5 million.
Okay.
Well,
let me just, I'm just refreshing the page.
Yeah, I'm refreshing.
Yeah, it's a five-year deal, $37.5 million. Okay, so $7.5 million a year for arguably he's the most talented guy out there, wouldn't you say, when healthy? of course, with the asterisk.
Yeah.
And, I mean, does anyone know better than Ranger fans how talented this guy is after he lit them up for 5 goals in 1 game? $7.5 million, I think that's, I think that's reasonable, being a relative term. The years concern me a little bit. I had said going in that anybody that gave Gavrik more than 2 years, 2 or 3 years, is crazy. But all things considered, I think this is, it's a good deal. He gives the Rangers, one of the most dangerous scorers they've had besides Jágr in the last, 10, 15 years. So, and gives us something great to talk about on the show. You know, we've had some people are kind of upset about the Brashear thing, and now we've got some. Now we've got to. We're going to end this on a positive note tonight.
Well, I mean, I think that Gavrik was definitely one of the more talented players out there. Obviously, he's the sniper that the Rangers need. I think I don't about the numbers of the contract. 5 million would have been nice, but 7 million is fine, only because it's only 5 years, and that's really, like you say, it's a long time, but it could have been 12.
Now, Dave, let me ask you a question. When we look at the numbers and it says, and we look at 5 years, $37.5 million total. Could that number include incentives? Like maybe at the base, if this is a dumb question, then I apologize. Could it be a $25 million contract with $12 million built into it in incentives? Is that a possibility, or if it's a $37.5 million contract, that means the money's guaranteed?
I believe that incentive-based contracts are only for players over 35. I'm actually double-checking right now. Performance-based bonuses. 1 year contracts over 35 years old, or somebody who spent 100 days on the IR from last year. Which Gavrik may actually fit into that category.
Yeah, can I say he did? Gavrik is eligible for he's eligible to have an incentive-based contract because of injury.
But
okay,
it doesn't sound like an injury-based performance-based contract. It sounds like straight up 7.5 a year.
Huh. We actually did you get it? Is it up on the site now, Joe?
Yeah, it is up on the site, but it's the old TSN, so it still has 5.25 a year.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. We'll update that as we go along. We actually even got this up before some of the beat writers, which I know Joe loves.
Accomplishment to do that.
What's that?
I take pride in beating the beat writers too. All right.
Yeah.
We
got to have our moment of chest thumping.
Yes, we did.
I'm just updating your headline, Joe. That's all. Putting you in caps there.
Do what you need.
Update my site too.
So, okay. So we've got good news. We've got Martin Gavrik. We've got him at a reasonable, I think, price. I guess this puts the rest of Danny Heatley story. And now the Rangers can go out and I think from here concentrate on some quote unquote spare parts. A few pieces here and there, and then I think beyond that, I think we're going to see a lot of the younger guys get a chance in camp, like Anisimov and guys like that. So, but Dave, I thank you for calling in, and I'm going to take. Did we lost Dave?
No, I'm here.
No, I lost Joe. And now, all right, Dave, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to take another call. All
right.
And thanks for checking in, and I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, 718, you're back on the air.
Hey, guys, Anthony J again. I just had to call back after that news.
Anthony J, how are you? We just lost Joe. I think he's so excited he dropped his phone down the toilet or something.
I had to call back. You know what? Now I want Chris Neal.
To protect Gavrik.
To protect Gavrik and just to have the toughness, because now we got the goal scorer. If he stays healthy, he's worth the money we're paying him.
Absolutely.
If he stays healthy, he's definitely worth the money we're paying him.
Are you Are you concerned about the length of the deal or the money they're paying him?
I'm concerned only because of his injury proneness. Otherwise, he's basically making the same money Scott Gomez made, but he's worth it. He deserves it. Scott didn't deserve it. So, I mean, I'm happy, but I want to, you know, he had 83 points two seasons ago, and I'll take that any day.
Absolutely.
That's far and away better than what we have now. And I don't know if you guys have been hearing any rumors on the Heatley thing, but I just found a website it's a rumor website, but it's rumored that right now Heatley is still in talks with the Rangers for Jaroslav Roosevelt, a first and a fifth round pick.
Well, that's kind of been the on and off rumor all along. Jaroslav Roosevelt, first and a fifth.
That's what it says.
I don't know if at this point if Heatley can fit. I think if they make the Heatley wait, I'm sorry. If they get rid of Roosevelt, then obviously, yeah, then they could do that. But I don't know if Ottawa wants to take that much salary back. I don't know.
Yeah. If the Heatley deal falls through, if the Heatley deal falls through and Gabrick stays healthy, that's, you know what? He could stay in Ottawa or he could rot in Edmonton, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Anthony, I'm going to let you go. Joe, are you back with us?
All right.
I mean, I'm sorry, my phone died. I just plugged it in, though, so we're good to go.
That's okay. All right. Let's see. We've got so many calls coming in. I'm trying to keep track. Wait a minute.
I just heard about.
Joe, are you there? Okay. Joe, you got a call back. Sorry. We lost Joe there for a second. Sorry, guy. I apologize to everybody with the Gabrick thing breaking. The phones have just lit up and just trying to juggle all the phone numbers. And we've kind of gotten a little off our plan here for tonight. But what are you going to do? It's all right. It's an exciting time. Joe, are you there now?
Yeah, did you hang up on me?
I did hang up on you. I apologize. We had two calls from the same area code.
Don't worry.
And you kind of moved up in the queue as I was clicking the hang-up button, and it was a big mess. All right.
Can I say something about the Heatley thing quickly?
Yes. Go ahead.
I think that at this stage in the game, after you sign Gavrik, giving up Jaroslav Roosevelt, a first and a fifth-round pick, is too much for Danny Heatley. Then you have, once again, two guys with $7 million five-year deals. I don't want that. I think that at this point, if you can get Heatley for dirt cheap, I'm talking Roosevelt, Jaroslav, and maybe a top-tier pick, maybe a Bobby Sanguinetti, otherwise a Corey Potter, don't make the deal. There's no need to get crazy.
We can't trade Sanguinetti. He's a Blue Shirt Banter favorite.
Great, he is, but he's the first name. He's the name that's been coming to mind. I think that Gabrick is a better goal scorer than Heatley when healthy. I mean, can you name anyone on Minnesota? I mean, when Heatley put up the back-to-back 50-goal, 50-assist seasons, he's with Alfredson. He was with Redden when Redden was good. He was with Spezza. Gabrick has no one around him, and he put up 40 goals.
Absolutely. And we have another caller on the line from 631 area code. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, how are you? You're on Blue Shirt Banter Radio. Welcome.
I'm very good. I think that guy's high. Why wouldn't you want Heatley? Get us Gaborik and Heatley and get us a stay-at-home defenseman, and we'll have a team. We'll have youth. We'll have depth. We'll have a future.
The point Joe's trying to make is that if the Rangers go out and get Heatley, then you're locked into two guys at 5 years at $7 million a year, plus you've still got Drury on the books for another 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years at seven, and Redden at five more years at 6.5.
Right.
Well,
for another 5 years at 6.8.
Yeah, but if you have talent, you have to pay it. And you're not going to not pay Heatley. The guy is an elite player in the league. Heatley's an excellent player. I mean, besides the stuff that he's pulled everywhere, which is getting a guy killed, you know, I don't love him personally, but as a hockey player, the guy's phenomenal. How could you not want him on your team? He produces every year. Him and Gaborik, I mean, how could you not like watching these guys play?
Oh, I would love to see the two of them play on the Rangers. The that my only concern is money. And at some point, I don't know if it's this year or next year, but at some point, Heatley's a $10 million hit one of the seasons coming up. So it's just a, you know, it's just a financial concern. I just don't want to see them completely handcuffed by taking on the Gaverick and Heatley salaries.
Want the numbers?
I can see that.
Because there are some other holes to fill.
You want the numbers?
I can see that.
But
if these guys are producing and you're not happy with your finances, you can always trade them, or you could always trade them by giving something. I mean, what do we have, about 12 defensemen now coming up? I mean, there's got to be something in the future that we could do.
Here's the other thing is that if the Rangers, if Roosevelt is part of this deal, then, you know,
we're
going to
need
money,
a defenseman.
Well, no, not so much that, but the money difference is minimal. Roosevelt's making $5 million this year. Heatley's making, I think his cap hit this year is somewhere in the sevens. So then the 7.5. So then the money difference in the grand scheme of things. I love the fact that we sit here and say that $2.5 million is absolutely nothing when it's more money than I'll ever see in my lifetime.
Listen, I'll spend as much of Dolan's money as I can.
Well, sure, won't we all? Because then we go pay $10 for a cup of beer when we go to the game. But anyway, if Roosevelt is part of that deal and they get Roosevelt off the books, then I am 100% behind making the Heatley trade.
To be honest, without getting Heatley, I would have loved to have seen us get Gaborik and Komisarik. I think that would have been a better tandem for our team overall. But he already signed, so we don't have a shot at that guy.
I was big on getting Komisarik because I thought he filled a huge need. I thought the Rangers
but he can score.
The Rangers haven't had a defenseman like Komisarik since Ulf Samuelsson, and they desperately, I think, need somebody like that.
I agree.
And not for nothing, but getting Komisarik would have really pissed the Islander fans off. And anything that does that, I'm all for.
Oh, me too. Or the Devils.
Because Islander fans are walking around with quite the swagger these days, as you can imagine. And I was trying to remind them over the weekend that John Tavares has yet to score. He has as many NHL goals as I do. But they've got the swagger, and I just thought picking up Komisarik would have knocked them down a little bit, but that's okay. He went to Toronto.
Have you heard anything further about Chris Neal? I heard they were trying to sign him too. I like a gritty guy like that on a team. I would have liked to have seen LaPerriere sign by the Rangers.
I'll tell you what, Ian LaPerriere was a guy that I wanted them to go get. He wouldn't have cost them a lot of money, and he's a gritty guy. Knubel too, yeah, but I loved Ian LaPerriere the first time he was with the Rangers. Philly signed him really cheap. $3.5 million contract total. But I guess he was just a guy that wasn't on the Rangers on their radar. But you know, he could score a few goals, and he's a mean SOB. There's no doubt about it.
And what about Neal? I heard on one of the blogs today they were looking to sign. Is it Chris? I think Neal from Ottawa.
Chris Neal.
Right. Yeah, I heard they offered him a 4-year deal.
They did offer a 4-year deal.
Yeah, that's the word. The last I heard was that he doesn't know if he wants to leave Canada. And there's nothing new on him yet.
That's all we know.
He'd
look good in our uniform.
I think the Rangers have probably spent the last couple of hours working on the Gaborik deal, and now they'll start working on the spare parts and see what happens.
Well, thanks very much for giving me your time. Go Rangers.
Thank you, Tim. Make sure
thanks,
you call
guys.
Again,
have
okay?
A good night.
Here's Jim, if I can just get one quick word in as well.
Actually, Joe, we have no callers left, so I'm going to let you get lots of words left.
Here is what I have a problem with. If the Rangers get Danny Heatley, their cap hit for the next 3 years will be $35.3 million for Gaborik, Heatley, Lundqvist, Redden, and Drury. That is well over half the cap for 5 players.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off for a second, even though I promised I'd let you talk. Just for a second, because I see a tweet. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it's from, but I see a tweet has just come up. that Heatley has agreed to go to Edmonton. Now, take it with a grain of salt, because it is coming from one of the most unreliable sources in the hockey world, and I will not, I refuse to mention his name on this radio program because we have some standards. But who knows? But go ahead. Anyway, finish your thought. Finish your thought. I knew you'd get a laugh out of that.
$35.3 million for five guys. We're looking to rebuild. And when you think about it, think about this. In 3 years, Roosevelt has 4 years left, right? Or three? No, he has three. 3 years
left. I think, Roosevelt is three.
Chris Drury will be off the books in 3 years. That is $12 million that you can spend. Right now, the Rangers have saved money by getting rid of Scott Gomez, okay? Zverev is going to be off the books next year if he takes the qualifying offer and he doesn't perform well. The Rangers want money to spend, so why use it on Heatley?
Well,
we always say that the Rangers are handcuffed. Fans complain that the Rangers are handcuffed. Glenn Sather should be done signing anyone for more than $3 million a year.
But, well, see, here's the one problem, Joe, the problem that I see. And we talked about this at the top of the show. While Gaborik, providing, God willing, the man stays healthy, you know, hopefully he gives them between 40 and 50 goals. But when you take into account what they've lost, Gaborik, at this point, they're kind of breaking even. And we're talking about a team that didn't score nearly enough goals last year.
Well,
so,
he's trading Gomez for Gaborik.
Well, yeah, but don't, like I said before, they're also going to lose Antropov, and granted, he wasn't there the whole season, but they're still losing his scoring ability, and they lost, Sundin retired. So there's another 25 goals that need to be replaced in that lineup. So, where are those other goals going to come from?
I told you right now, or like 20 minutes ago, or a year ago, you were going to lose Naslund, Gomez, and who else did they lose for goal scoring that you said? Oh, Naslund, Gomez, and the Antropov goals that he put in. And you were to add Marian Gaborik and Chris Higgins, I think you'd be pretty happy. I mean, I would definitely take that for the monetary issues. And you know what? Chris Higgins wants to be here. Marian Gaborik obviously wants to be here. And from this point forward, any free agent that signs with the Rangers while Jordan Tortorella is coach knows the deal. And everyone who just saw Scott Gomez get shipped out knows the deal. So I'm going to assume Gaborik wants to be on the Rangers. Higgins wants to be on the Rangers. I'd much rather have those guys on the team. And, by the way, this makes Sather look a lot smarter about signing Donald Brashear because now we have a valuable asset to protect.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. Here's another question. Who's gonna feed Gaborik the puck?
Who's going to feed Gaborik? Well, this is another thing that I was saying before. Out of all of the players that the Rangers could have acquired, Gaborik was really the one guy who really doesn't need a guy to feed him the puck. He doesn't need a playmaker. Gaborik makes his own space. Think about the Minnesota Wild. Who do they have feeding him the puck? I bet you can't name one player.
Was it Koivu's brother?
Koivu does. I don't know if he's his brother, but there is a Koivu on the team, Miku Koivu.
Yeah, that's his brother.
He's pretty good. He's not Scott Gomez caliber, and Gaborik still put up 40 goals a year.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's Scott Gomez's caliber because we don't have Scott Gomez anymore.
Exactly. Gaborik will do fine. I'm watching a tribute video to him right now on YouTube that I'm thinking of putting on the site. I'm watching all these videos of him. He is doing 100% of this himself. And I mean, from watching, remember the game where he scored, five goals against the Rangers, that horrible day that you try to ban from your memory?
Yes, sir.
He doesn't need a beautiful pass from Scott Gomez. He just needs the puck on his stick. And I think that there's a variety. Drury's not a terrible passer. Dubinsky's a pretty good passer. Higgins has been a good passer from what I've seen in Montreal. Maybe they do get a guy like Tanguay now or a guy like a Finneganoff, a spare part. Those are guys who can feed the puck. And this makes our power play ever so much more lethal.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to, how could it not?
Here's that guy Tortorella wanted. And he's young. He's 27. He turned 27 in January.
The Rangers have signed him for his prime, for what should be his prime. It's just going to all be all about staying healthy. You know, the Rangers are going to have to handle him carefully, and they're going to have to try and, you know, maybe they can figure out why he had the groin problems. You know, sometimes those things are correctable. Looks like we've got another call. So let's take another call, and then we're going to, believe it or not, how fast did this hour and a half go? We're almost done.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost time for us to get out of here. Hold on. Let's go to the phones. And there we go. 917, you are on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this? There we go. 917, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Boris again.
Hey, Boris, what's up?
Neil is no longer our problem. He signed with Ottawa. 4 years, $2 million.
Chris Neil signed back with Ottawa?
Yep.
Okay.
That's good news.
He took less money and stayed in Canada.
Well, yeah, that was – oh, yeah, I see that now here. Just came up on TSN. That, yep, there it is. Joe, I think we're going to have to hire Boris as our roving reporter here.
Yeah, we may have to.
Left money on the table, yep, and agreed to a 4-year, $8 million contract. Well, you know, some guys get comfortable.
Some guys
don't want to be in New York. You know, I have to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about Chris Neil, so I can't say this bothers me one way or the other, but – you know, so be it.
I would rather sign Betts and Shostrom than see Chris Neil in Ranger uniform.
Absolutely, because they could probably have both of those guys for not much more than they were going to pay Chris Neil. Wouldn't you agree?
That's exactly right. And
exactly.
They will have more impact.
Great. Well, Boris, thanks for calling in. I'm going to let you go
because we only
got a couple of minutes left, and we're going to wrap it up. Thank you again for calling. Look at Boris, the man, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's got all the stuff.
He I don't know. I don't know where the 917 area code is. I don't know I don't know if he's. Maybe he's just sitting and watching. Maybe it's if it's Canada. Maybe he's just sitting. Now it's New York City. Anyway, he was pretty quick on those TSN updates because both of them that he gave us had just like hit the wire like within a minute or two of him telling us.
They had.
But. Now,
you want something to quickly pass the time? Because I looked up something because I was very curious.
Well, sure. Now we've got another call.
All right, go ahead. Put the call in. This is nothing important.
Okay, hold on. Hi, Blue Shirt Panther. You're on the air.
Hey, Anthony J again.
Anthony J with the hat trick.
Yeah, Freddie Shostrom, Calgary Flame.
Really?
Yeah, it just updated on NHL.com.
He's not as bad as Betts. Shostrom wants to go, he can go. I want Betts on the team.
No, I want Betts too. But I figure Boris is calling you, updating you on things. I might as well do the same.
We have two of those who can give us information.
Give Anthony J $20 out of Banter Petty Cash, will you? You're going to pay for information.
You're going to have to wait for that for like 3 or 4 years.
All right, thanks,
guys,
Anthony.
Know.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, you ready for this?
All right, so wait, let's just wrap that up real quick. So every silver lining has its cloud. Freddie Shostrom, no longer a Ranger. He is signed with the Calgary Flames. And now, what's up, Joe?
Okay, I looked up quick. I thought about something because I saw the Camilleri signed with Montreal, right?
Yeah.
He signed to Montreal for 5 years, $5 million a year, or $6 million a year. I don't know, one or the other. They now have Gomez at 7, Camilleri at 5, Kostitsyn, one of them, at 3.25. Then they have Markov at $5 million a year for the next 4 years, and Roman Hamrlik at $6 million. Roman Hamrlik and Andrei Markov are both 5.75 and 5.55. Then they have Svachek at 3.8, and they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 unsigned free agents. Including Tanguay, Robert Langer, Alexei Kovalev. Now who do you think is cap-strapped?
Yeah, really. The Kovalev deal with Montreal didn't go through?
It's not on NHL numbers, but maybe – actually, I do think it did go through.
Okay. And I just see a headline come up here on TSN that the Oilers are working overtime to sell Danny Heatley on the trade.
Yeah, I see it. Well, they'll probably just throw him in the kitchen sink. I had rumors are surfacing that Heatley really wanted to come to New York.
Yeah, well, I had read that early this afternoon as well. And Darren Drager from TSN is reporting Oiler brass arranging a face-to-face meeting with Danny Heatley. So they better hurry. Because my Canadian geography isn't great, but I know Edmonton and Ottawa aren't that close together. Unless by face-to-face they mean by, like, net video.
That's true, too.
So, let's see. We got about about 4 minutes left. And let's see if there's anybody. We have no calls. If anybody wants to get in real quick, we can take a call or two before we're done. The number is – I didn't give out the number once tonight. 646-478-4692. I never had to. We had so many calls, which was great. We really appreciate you guys calling in. You guys all did a great job. Some of you did a great job a couple of times calling back and checking in and giving us information. And it's been this show, I expected to hear from a lot of angry Ranger fans. I said that at the beginning, and we got about halfway through it, and then we got some good news, and everybody got in a good mood real quick. So I don't see anybody else calling in. We got I spoke too soon. This might be – hold on. Oh, we got a Jersey caller here. Hold on. 908 area code. Turn down your speakers. You're on the air. Blue Shirt Banda Radio. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Yeah, how are you? Listen, I was listening before, and they said that Gabrick signed for $5.75 million.
Yeah, we got the correction on that. It's actually like 7.5.
TSN originally reported 5.75. Now they're reporting 7.5.
Right.
So,
they updated it. And the... All right. I'm gonna have to let you go. We got a couple of calls now that have lined up. Want to get in the last couple of minutes. I appreciate you calling in and call us back next time. We'll do this again soon.
All right.
All right. We got, let's go to, hold on. Just trying to get him on the line here. Oh, we hit a call hang up. Now we only got one left. 732 area code. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, who's this?
Michael.
Oh, they hung up. All right, Joe, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. There were two other calls on the line, and I cut that first poor guy off because I wanted to take those other two calls, and both of them hung up. And now he's calling in again. All right, let's try this one more time. We only got about 2 minutes left. 732 area code. You're on Blue Shirt Banda Radio. Go ahead. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Mike from New Jersey.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a really big Ranger fan. I'm really excited about the Gabrick signing.
Okay. What do you think the Rangers will do from here?
Well, I mean, I would like to see them get Heatley, but I don't think so because, I mean, the Oilers seem like they really want him, and I mean, I would like to see them to give up Redden, but nobody will take Redden because he's horrible.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to take Redden at this point. I'm going to have to let you go. We got less than a minute to go, and I'm going to try and get these other two phone calls real quick. Give us a call next time. We'll do this again.
All right, let's go.
All right, 786 area code. You're on the air. We got, like, less than a minute to go.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if how close are we to signing Callahan or Dubinsky?
Haven't heard anything yet. They gave him the qualifying offers, correct?
Well, if I can get this in 20 seconds, they gave him a qualifying offer, which means that if Callahan and Dubinsky choose to sign it, they'll be signed to a contract. Otherwise, negotiations will have to continue. I'd say pretty close, though.
Yeah. The word we were hearing was that the deal would be done by the draft. Obviously, that both of their deals would be done by the draft. Obviously, that hasn't happened yet. Hopefully within the next couple of days, we'll have some news on that. But thanks for calling in, and call us back again next time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, that's going to just about wrap it up for us. We got 35 seconds to go, so that'll give me time to do the things I didn't get to do. I didn't get to do the last time we did this show because we went right up to the end. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody that's been visiting www.blueshirtbanter every day. You guys are doing a great, great job at getting in there and posting and commenting and bringing great thoughts. I want to thank my team, Joe and Ryan and Rob. You guys are all awesome. I thank God every day for all of you. Thanks to everybody, and we got 5 seconds to go. Joe, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, guys. Thank you.
We're up.
We're off.
We're done.
That went well.
Oh, that was great. That was great. All right, I'm gonna hang up the phone because this will all be on the podcast. I'll call you back.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.